club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to sit here every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. It is Friday, and MG, could Sean Johnson be forced out of the Cronulla Sharks before he even takes the field?
Not likely.
Well, the NRL is currently investigating the club for self-reported salary cap breaches, and reports today suggest they might be forced to shed former Warrior Johnson, to balance the books.
Yeah, look, I know the Sharkies have had a bit of drama of late, but I don't think Sean Johnson would be the player to leave. I think there's another two or three players who are in front of him.
All right, we'll get those off you in 5 minutes' time. Just after 6:30, West Tigers fans, be listening. Your new captain, Moses Mbai, who, MG, is one of the great talkers currently in the NRL, I think.
Yeah. Do we really want to talk to him? Like, he might, you know, show us up a little bit.
Might become the Rush Hour with Moses Mbai. <Yeah. laughs> Real quick.
Okay, Moses was going to be on the show, but not now.
We're going to brush him now. He will join us just after 6:30. And as always on a Friday, MG, we are going to finish with a game of blankety blanks. Mate, I've got to be honest, you look like you've had a big day.
Thank you. Well, I got here about 20 minutes ago. So, yeah, I was at the Jemison Hotel today out in the West, and I'd like to thank Andrew and Caitlin for putting a great fundraiser on for Kids with Cancer Foundation with Anthony Maroon as the MC and Big Rob Shahidi joining me on stage. So thanks to all who attended.
Did you raise some cash?
I think we raised some good cash for the foundation, so thank you to all.
That is what it is all about. This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Sharkies fans, 133.53. Who would you be happy to say goodbye to if the money doesn't add up at the club?
Oh, that's a tough question for Sharkies fans.
Hey, if you're a true fan, you'll give us a call and tell us which player you want gone. MG, you've got some ideas, though.
I have.
You're going to share them with us next.
I might.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The All-Stars game, MG, does happen tonight down in Melbourne. You're going to give us a bit of a preview of that. Tell us who wins and why.
Very close game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring encounter.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, but first let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, for those that aren't aware of the background of this story, last year the Cronulla Sharks self-reported a salary cap indiscretion to the NRL's integrity unit. The subsequent investigation conducted by the NRL has already cost Shane Flanagan his job, and now it could cost new recruit Sean Johnson his role at the club before he's even played a game. We spoke to the Australian's Brent Reed, part of Triple M NRL, on Wednesday's show, and this was his prediction about the ongoing investigation.
If I'm a Sharks fan, I'm really nervous right now because all the whispers are that the Sharks, you know, it's going to be really, really tough on them because it doesn't sound like it's a pretty picture out there in terms of that salary cap investigation.
Reedy's now written a piece in The Australian today saying that the NRL probably still 2 weeks away from handing down a punishment to the Sharks, bearing in mind we're a month out from the finals. Now, when you look at the punishment the NRL has handed out previously, if the Sharks are forced to wear some sort of financial punishment on their cap for this year, it means they need to get rid of players. And if it's last one in the door, first one out, Sean Johnson might go.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. Let's speculate. I think the untouchables are Johnson, I think Moylan and Fifita.
So you're saying the Sharks, if they cop a fine, they will not get rid of Sean Johnson. He's a must-keep.
I think Dugan and Townsend would head the list before them two, them three. I think even though, you look at who they've lost, obviously the coach, Flanagan gone, Jesse Ramian, Edric Lee, Ricky Latelli, Valentine Holmes, Luke Lewis. So they might be reluctant to let Josh Dugan go because he is a big body and as an outside back. So, man, what a predicament they'd be in if they had to cut players. A la what the Bulldogs did with Woodsy and Moses Mbai.
Well, look, they're still paying part of those salaries, you'd think.
Look, I know Chad Townsend is a very underrated player, but this young Kyle Flanagan coming through, has big raps on him. You know, I don't know, mate. I really don't know. And we are just speculating for you Sharks fans. We're not saying that any players are out. We'll be a couple of weeks until we know more. But if we were to speculate, I don't think Sean Johnson would be that man. I think that he has to stay. He's the man who, even though he's on $900 million, he's the bloke who basically holds all the keys to their success. If they're one of the most resilient clubs in the competition, the Sharks.
They had to be,
Liam. Exactly.
Matt in Engadine, you're a Sharkies fan. Who would you be okay with the club letting go if they had to get salary cap compliant? We've lost Matt. He sounds like he might be underwater there. I think he just, the name he floated there though, MG, was Matt Chad Townsend, beg your pardon.
Okay. Yep.
What about Michael in Herschel? Michael, if the Sharks had to say goodbye to somebody, who would it be?
Well, being a Canterbury supporter, I'd be happy for them to give us Josh Forrest back. And I know we offered Josh a very good 1 year deal, but if they were feeling inclined, we'll take him back for 2 years and give them the money for 1 year.
Ooh. I saw him recently. He's pretty comfortable in his shark skin at the moment. So,
are you sure it was him?
No, it might have been Brett.
Look, the other side of the coin on this conversation, MG, is if the Sharks, and again, this is all ifs and buts.
Yeah, of course.
If the Sharks do have to let someone of that calibre go.
Put it this way. If Sean Johnson doesn't play a game for the Sharks, put a line through them right now. Put a line through the Sharks if Sean Johnson is forced to abandon ship before a ball's kicked, and maybe link up with the Cowboys, who would be then Morgan would go fullback and he'd go straight in the half. So the Raiders might be interested in him as well. But at the moment, I'm just, again, speculation. If Sean Johnson doesn't play because of salary cap issues, they've got no chance of winning the comp.
Wow. Very quickly, MG, the clubs that will be sweating on this from a poacher's point of view, I guess.
Yep.
The Eagles have got money.
What, for Dugan, you mean?
Just for anybody. They've got money in the cap.
Mate, you can't put the Breezer boys back together. Come on. Fergo and Dugs, come on. Keep them apart.
I'm just saying that if there's a fire sale at Cronulla, the Parramatta Eagles have got the cap space.
And what do they need mostly, do you think? Probably a pig, probably a forward. So maybe a Wade Graham might be.
But didn't Wade just sign a new deal?
Oh, what's a contract these days worth, mate? Come on. Really? Look, Sharky fans, hang in there because, as we just
for
mentioned...
For
another 2 weeks, because we don't know what's going on.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. Up next, MG, we're going to play Flick It or Hit It. Lots of stories we need to get stuck into, and lots of sport coming up this weekend, MG. I want to get your predictions on.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. West Tigers fans, your skipper Moses Mbai will join us in about 10 minutes' time, MG. And a shout out to anybody who's heading to Kudos Bank Arena tonight for the Nickelback gig. It's going to be a big, great, we play a lot of Nickelback on Triple M, MG. We love them, don't we?
Not really.
Okay, let's do this.
The Rush Hour's Flick It or Hit It.
MG, stories from the world of sport today. I'm going to present the headline to you. If you want to get into it, you will hit it. And if you want to move it along, you can flick it.
Okay.
First off the rank is Ante Milicic as the new Matildas boss.
Oh, Matildas can use any good news at the moment they can get. Let's hit this one.
Hit it! All right. Ante Milicic is the man who looks set to replace Alan Stajic as the Matildas coach. Nothing official yet from the FFA,
yep.
But this is a man who's been part of the FFA, the Australian coaching setup, for a number of years. He's been involved with Ollie Roos at junior level. Producer Tony, digital producer Tony,
loves his soccer,
tells me he's an excellent, excellent coach.
Well, there you go. I'm taking Tony's word for it.
While we are speaking of women's football, MG, Sydney FC take on the Perth Glory tomorrow at 4:30 at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium in Kogra.
Oh, there you go. There's something to get along to.
Absolutely. If you're at a loose end for tomorrow, that will be an absolute cracker of a game, MG. Not just because it's the grand final, but because of the talent on display tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've got a Ballon d'Or nominee in Sam Kerr running around there tomorrow.
Yes.
But I genuinely think the sheer quality on the Sydney FC team tomorrow, we'll see them prevail.
I'm 100% with you, mate.
Caitlin Ford, Chloe Legazzo, Alana Kennedy. They've got quality on every line, Sydney FC, so I'm tipping a win for the Sky Blues. Next story. Ben Barber is a truck driver.
No, thanks. Okay. Let's
absolute rubbish.
We'll move on.
That one. Yeah.
Big Bash semi-final. Sydney Sixers take on the Melbourne Renegades tonight.
Ricky Ponting was right on the money with the Hurricanes last night. Let's hit this one.
That's a big hit.
All right. You're spot on. He was nervous about his Hobart Hurricanes,
weren't he? Yeah, he was, and good reason.
Yeah, they got done by the Melbourne Stars by 6 wickets. And it continues the Big Bash ladder leader curse, MG.
Yeah, it does.
Only one team in the 8 seasons of the Big Bash who has finished atop the ladder at season's end has gone on to win the comp.
Was that the Scorchers?
It was the Scorchers. Well done. In which season?
One of them. Yep.
I mean, you're not wrong, but...
No, I just remember the Scorchers leading for a long... They've been probably the most superior team in this competition for a long time.
They have. Yeah. They've been... something of a dynasty over there in the West.
So who are our big guns tonight besides Moses?
Well, I think it rests with Moses.
My boy Popey?
I think he's going to... And he's been dropped, so... He's not going to be playing a huge role. I think Felipe, the keeper, is capable of a really big innings.
Yes.
And I just can't stress how important this is for the Sydney Sixers to win. They're taking on the Melbourne Renegades in Melbourne tonight. Mm. Can you imagine how far up their bowing backsides Melbourne will disappear if it's the Stars v the Renegades in the final of the Big Bash?
Oh, they'll have street parades and everything.
It'll be another public holiday. next story, MG. The NRL CEO meeting, which also took place down in Melbourne today.
Flick this one, mate.
Absolute rubbish.
Yeah, see ya. That's another junket for the boys. Let them go enjoy it.
Until we see action, rather than talking, let's not talk about it.
I want to see some action, boys.
I want to see some action. And last story, MG. This is one, get the garbage out of here! That was a mistake.
That was for the CEO's meeting.
Yeah, CEO's meeting. Sorry, this is the headline, MG. Tuning out to the NRL. Time limit on singing team songs for TV networks needs investigation.
Oh, let's hit it.
Tell me more. What is it? This is a story by our friend Dean Bulldog Ritchie in today's Daily Telegraph that 6 NRL clubs are resisting an NRL directive to introduce the AFL tradition of winning teams singing the club song in front of television cameras within 25 minutes of full time.
Oh, wow. Gee, they're pedantic, some people. I mean, come on. The AFL do it beautifully. After the game, you see in their sheds, they're all in a big circle and the cameraman's right in the middle of them. Mm. Why can't the family join them in the dressing room and help them celebrate?
Well, that's the problem, is what the 6 clubs, Souths, Canterbury, Brisbane, Sydney Roosters, Melbourne Storm and St George, Illawarra, all ask the NRL to be more flexible. They're suggesting that if it's forced to be done within 25 minutes of full time, some players are still on the field celebrating, finding family, talking to teammates and opposition players.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. So get in the dressing room and do something that's good for your fans who are watching at home, because we don't know what the conversation is while you're on the field talking to a bloke in the other team. And especially after he's lost the game, he's probably saying, oh, let's go meet for a drink or something. How about you get in the circle and sing your club song very, very loud and hit some gym bins or something?
It's the rush.
like NRL, that's what they do these days, don't they?
The bin boys,
and what we're seeing, but we're seeing some players go a little bit rogue and film their own team song on their own social media. So let's make it official, please.
Come on. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Moses Mbai to join us in 10 minutes. And MG Winx returns to racing tomorrow.
Here she comes.
I've prepared something special for you next.
Thank you.
The biggest and best sports show in Sydney, Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. Moses Mbai are going to join us in 5 minutes' time, MG. And we are finishing our Friday show, as we always do, with a fun game of blankety blanks. As some noise just goes off in the studio. MG, Saturday, tomorrow at Royal Randwick, Winx returns to the racetrack.
She's back.
Shooting for the 30th consecutive win.
Yep.
She hasn't been seen since last spring. Now,
$1.06 paying, maybe something like
that? I think it's about $1.09 at the moment. I think a bet has been dropped of about, I think the tab said they'd had a bet of $250,000 at $1.09.
Lots of multis going on with Winx, I think.
Yeah, gamble responsibly if you are having a punt tomorrow.
Bet with your head not over it.
Exactly. Now, MG, for those long-term fans of the show, last year around the Cox Plate when Winx was shooting for her fourth consecutive Cox Plate,
yes,
I got Ben Way from Sky Racing on, and he broke down that race for us.
Loved it.
In depth how Winx might lose that race. And I thought, given she's returning to racing, she's back in her home backyard of Sydney, she's going to be at Randwick tomorrow, lots of our listeners will be out there, I thought I'd get Ben back on the phone and prepare another one for you. So here is, ahead of her return to racing tomorrow in the Group 2 Apollo Stakes at Randwick, here is Sky Racing's Ben Way.
29 consecutive victories.
Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Ice is too good.
Over $22 million in prize money. Four Cox plates.
Cometh the hour. Cometh the legend. Greatness. Wicks has done it.
Wicks is the greatest racehorse on the planet. And tomorrow, she returns to racing at Royal Randwick in the Group 2 Apollo Stakes over 1,400 metres. For a complete analysis of tomorrow's race, Ben Way from Sky Racing joins me. Ben, tactically, how can the other horses beat Wicks tomorrow?
They can't.
Well said, Mr. Way. Well said. I liked your intro, bud. Really. Oh, you really pitched well and... you've got a career, son.
A little bit of a shorter preview.
Love it. Love that. That was great.
Moses Embar from the West Tigers joins us next. The Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG. Getting closer to kickoff in the All-Stars game happening down in Melbourne at Amy Park tonight.
Kind of get home and put the feet up and watch this game with a lot of expectation. A
couple of frothies. Who are you tipping before you give us a full rundown in about 3 minutes?
I'm leaning towards the Maoris.
That is unforgivable. I don't want to hear your reasons
because
now.
Of one person.
I don't want to hear your reasons now.
Okay, well, don't ask then.
But let's talk to this man. Last season, MG, we thought Ivan Cleary had lost the plot when he announced five captains of the West Tigers.
You did, I didn't.
Oh.
Ivan, I didn't say that, mate.
I was brave enough to say it on microphone, MG.
I said it away from the camera. Yeah. So what's he freaking doing?
But not Michael Maguire. The new West Tigers coach had one man in mind. He has appointed him as the captain for the 2019 season. He joins us on the line now, the new captain of the West Tigers, Moses Embar. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's got a good ring to it, mate. Captain of the West Tigers. I wouldn't have imagined in a million years when you left the Doggies last year that you would have thought in 2019 you're going to start the season as skipper.
Oh, I know, mate. I'm as shocked as you are, to be honest. It's a funny game, the NRL, isn't it? looking back on it, to be honest, I thought I'd be playing for the Bulldogs this time of year. So,
yeah, true that.
So yeah, no, but it's been a good journey, mate. I'm really enjoying my time.
Now, Moses, is it true? I read that you've got three young kids at home, and you considered turning the captaincy down because of how much family stuff you had on your plate.
Not so much turning it down, mate. I just considered it. You know, I had to have a think about it, and you know, obviously my responsibilities at home as a father, I wanted to put that front and foremost. So I was unaware of sort of what commitments, obviously, the captaincy was going to play, but, you know, being surrounded by, first of all, Madge, who seems to keep everything under control, and also a really strong senior players group, you know, it made the decision a lot easier.
Well, there's your answer. Your honesty and transparency with the decision is obviously why you're picked for the job. And I mentioned when we heard the news that you were captain, we all know that Madge McGuire is a very intense character, and every time we've spoken to you, you're very... free and easy is a couple of words I'd use to describe you. Yeah, nothing really phases you, and I think that's how you compliment each other. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess so. As you know, yeah, Madge is a pretty intense guy. He's actually not as bad as everyone made out him to be. You know, it was funny because when he was coming into the Tigers, everyone was already shitting themselves. I walked on it. I was like, I'm saying this bloke's a maniac. But look, he's settled in real good. He knows what he wants, that's for sure. But, you know, he's got the winning formula. His resume speaks for itself. You know, he's won two comps across two sides, two countries, and he knows what he's doing.
On Wednesday's show, we had a chat about Josh Reynolds wanting Benji's number six, which I think is bloody unbelievable healthy competition. And I actually said to Liam and our listeners that I think Benji deserves first dibs. Without putting you too much in a spot, I know that Madge has said that basically they've got a half a footy each to prove themselves against the Warriors, but have they both been playing number six throughout training in the last few weeks?
Yeah, look, we've got trials coming up. Both boys have been putting their best foot forward and training extremely well. As far as people deserving first pick, I think the days of that are gone. You know, it's whoever's going to be playing the best and performing the best. It's a results-driven game now, and players and coaches and I guess jobs are on the line these days. Mm. So, you know, you put your best team out there, you roll your best 17 players out there, and then you try to get results.
No fairy tales in rugby league,
listen,
MG.
Listen to this guy, will you? Sure, you put it next to his name, he's starting to talk bluntly. Come on, man.
Well, now Moses, you're right. MG makes a fantastic point there. You are very candid and well thought with your opinions on stuff. I want to... Todd Greenberg, he's described the off-season as a train wreck. He said that he had a conference call with 16 clubs, representatives from all the clubs. You weren't the captain at that point, but were you a part of that conversation?
Yeah, I was. I was on the line. Obviously, Todd wanted to address the off-season we had. Look, we addressed that issue before that call had even been made. Obviously, we've got our own dramas going on at the club at the moment, and we wanted to get on the front foot early anyway. So, you know, across all NRL teams, they'd be doing the same thing, mate. It's a no-dickhead policy, and that's, if you're going to play up, there's going to be consequences for it.
Any superstitions, mate, as skipper, about running out first? I mean, you know, have you really had a think about... the process of talking to the referees and look, I know why you picked as captain, but now that you are captain, have you really had a really good think about that in game mode?
I haven't, to be honest, MG. I think throughout the season I'll get some experience in terms of that, and I'm not going to be Cameron Smith overnight, am I? But
well, I was about to say, as a Queenslander, Moses, surely you're there's a bloke by the name of Cameron Smith who might be able to give you some tips.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm after Sandy Mount, eh? He seems to get some pretty good results.
Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't be more excited about the West Tigers season off the back of this conversation, MG. This man, it's got me excited for the West Tigers season.
We all know what happened last year, and that's gone behind us, you know, with the coaching merry-go-round, and obviously, you know, they're going in a direction that I think you can tell by their captain it's going to be a pretty successful one.
Moses Mbai, thank you for your time. Best of luck for round one and the season, and we can't wait to speak to you more often.
Thanks, lad. Talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
We will do. Moses Mbai, the captain of the West Tigers there, MG.
Nice bloke, isn't he?
Very much so. MG, the Indigenous All-Star Game, we are getting closer and closer. You are going to preview that for us next. I can't believe you're actually going to tip the Maoris. Trader.
Why?
You got to get behind the Indigenous team, mate.
Why?
Well, it's essentially Australia v New Zealand. And you're siding with the Kiwis.
I'm going for the team I think will win, that's all. I'm not...
the calls are flooding in. They want your head. It's the Rush Hour with MG.
It's an avalanche.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. With
MG. Liam Flanagan here. Not long to go on our Friday, MG, before we race into the weekend.
Mm.
The All-Stars game, MG, starts at 8 o'clock tonight. You can catch it on Channel 9 and on Fox Sports. The women's game, which is already underway. Current scores 4-4 all. Indigenous women taking on the Maori women as the lead-in game for this one. 4 points apiece in that one, so that one's going to be a close one. The men's kicks off at 8 o'clock. MG, who do you like?
Well, look, let me first say it's very, very even, both teams. And as I look at both teams, there's a glaring X factor that just pops out at me as I look at the team sheets, and that's Kay Ponga, number six for the Maori team. Him close to the action with his hands on the ball more is very, very dangerous and something that I can't wait to see. As far as...
Do you reckon, just on that, do you reckon there's going to be NRL coaches of every team but the Knights watching him to see how he goes at 5-8?
Oh, yeah, I think... Look, this is... Let's cut to the chase. We're desperate for footy action, aren't we? We've just... The off-season we've had has been documented. Now that rugby league is back tonight, the unofficial start to the season is about to kick off at 8 o'clock tonight. These two teams, the back lines, the Indigenous All-Star back line is breathtaking. French, Ferguson, Roberts, Mitchell, Latrell Mitchell, Addo Carr in their outside backs. Wow. Wow.
Good opportunity for Bevan French as well to show off what he can do at full bank, because he's against Gutho for that. Clint Gutson for the role at his club, Parramatta.
Yeah, and I think the Maori All-Star forward pack is a little bit stronger with Bromwich and Tarmow up front, Proctor, Tohu Harris and Adam Blair.
That's a good pack.
That's a great pack. And if I had to nominate two players to watch, I'll say Jesse Ramian off the bench for the Indigenous boys, and I'll say James Fisher-Harris from the Maori All-Stars, okay. who's looking Jason Taumalolo-like at the moment. I've never seen a guy transform so much in an off-season. He's looking great.
Matt Gillett's had a fair transformation.
Yeah, he has. From Jim Carrey to Arnold Schwarzenegger. But no, he needed to do it. You know, he's come back from a horrific injury. But this is going to be a great game to watch. Look, it's I predict the score around 38-30. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Probably the Fox might score a hat-trick. And someone like maybe Kalen Ponga to score first try, I think.
Okay.
But look, yeah, here it goes. Bring it on, I say. I can't wait to get home tonight and put the feet up on the Jason recliner and have a beer in the hand and the remote in the other and say, here we go, boys. Click, clack, front and back.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. That game kicks off in about an hour and 15 minutes. Up next, we're going to play Blankety Blanks.
My favourite.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. We are almost done for your Friday, MG. And as we do on Fridays, we play, it's the radio game that everybody is talking about, and not because we stole it, but because we do it so well.
Blankety Blanks.
It's time. It's time to play Blankety Blanks.
Oh, this show growing up, just such fond memories.
The way this works is producer Charlie, who has joined us in the studio.
How are you, boys?
Hello, Chucky.
What's happening?
What's on this weekend, mate?
Oh, mate, a lot, actually. Got a Supercoach draft Saturday. Got a little date tonight.
Wow.
Tell us more.
I can't, mate. I've got running out of time.
A gentleman never tells. I'll tell you when we're running out of time, Charlie. Yeah, exactly. Just ask the questions.
Where are you taking your lovely date to tonight?
I'm not sure yet. I'm just going to get some dinner in a sec.
Oh, no. Doesn't sound like you've planned as a date very well.
No, I know where I'm going. I'm worried MG will come as well.
Smart. Smarter than we give him credit for.
Yeah, isn't he?
All right, the way this game works, producer Charlie has some sporting sentences MG and I need to fill in the blanks. Charlie, take it away.
The sporting event you were looking forward to this weekend is blank.
Winksy. There's only one lady that's going to make me watch this weekend, and that's her. I can't wait to see it.
Sydney FC in the W League Grand Final. There's a title up for grabs, and I think women's football, with all the crap going on around the coaching role, and it's going to be a cracking game.
It's all about the ladies this weekend,
isn't it? That is tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 at Cogra. Jubilee Oval, get there and have a look. It will be a spectacle.
And speaking of weekends, boys, if your weekend was a movie, it would be blank.
Mine would be One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Because that's where me and my wife think we are after a weekend with our five kids.
Are the kids away this weekend?
No. After the weekend we have with them, we are in the cuckoo's nest.
I'll go Harold and Kumar. Because I'm actually dropping my wife and my daughter at the airport tomorrow. They're going to visit her family on the Gold Coast.
So it's more,
and so a mate and I are going on something of a pub crawl.
So more like hangover then.
Yeah, well, maybe not that loose.
Cheech and Chong? No.
That's before my time. What's up next, Charlie?
If Sean Johnson is forced to leave the Sharks, the club that will sign him will be blank.
Okay, let me first say that I don't think he'll be forced to leave, but I think Cowboys would put him straight in the halves and Morgan at fullback.
I think he'll be signed by the Sharks. I think if he's forced to leave the Sharks, before he gets a foot out the door, re-sign him on a cheaper deal.
If you could choose, obviously, MG, you were a sports star at one point, so you got to think outside of rugby league.
That's debatable.
But if you could be a sports star in any sport, you would choose?
Surfing.
UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
That's pretty good.
The baddest man on the planet.
Yeah,
imagine that title.
That's pretty good.
That or a quarterback for the old Carolina Panthers.
But both of those are going to get smashed, MG.
Well, you know.
Surfing's dangerous sport.
Yeah, I'm not going to go.
Look at this nose.
All right, what else we got, Charlie?
Finally, boys.
Oh, last one.
The sports person we'll be talking about on Monday will be blank.
Oh, man. You go first, Liam.
I think it's going to be Jack DeBellin. I think the weight of public opinion is going to continue to grow around this issue, and I think come Monday the NRL is going to be forced to change their stance.
I'm going to say Sam Kerr. I'm not sure why. She's either going to win the game for Perth Glory or she's going to score two goals and lose a goal. I just think she's a superstar. I can't. Is this game live on TV? Can we watch it on TV?
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, I'll be watching.
We'll put the details up on our socials. MG, we are out of time. We'll say go the Sydney Sixers. Good luck in their semi-final tonight against the Renegades. Go to Sydney FC in the W League Grand Final. Go on, Winx. Go on the Sydney Kings who play their final regular game tonight. No, tomorrow night at Kudos Bank Arena against the Cairns Taipans.
Just go Sydney.
Just go bloody Sydney.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go us.
We love you long time. He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.